Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Ayin Hey, and we're holding at the Mishnah, which is roughly 10 lines from the top of the Amud. A lot of the concepts and even a lot of the words of the Mishnah we've learned already before. We have two chatzeroi, shtei chatzeroi zulef nemizu, one next to each other, but they're not next to parallel, one in back and one in front. And the people who live in the back chatzer, meaning in the batim which are attached to the back chatzer, they cannot go out to the shusarabim or to a movi or to anywhere unless they traipse through the chatzer hachitzoyna, the chatzer which is in front. So the chatzer apnimius people have a right of way through the chatzer chitzoyna. And we'll see this will have major halachic ramifications. So says the Mishnah, shtei chatzer zulef nemizu. You have two chatzeros, one inside the other. Inside meaning one in the back and one in the front. Irva pnimius, if the inner chatzer made an eruv, but the outer chatzer did not make an eruv, hapnimius muteres, the pnimi people are allowed to go and carry on Shabbos, they made an eruv on their own, no problem. Vachitzoyna asura, the outer people did not make an eruv, so of course they cannot carry. So that's a very, very straightforward halacha. The Mishnah wouldn't even have it to tell us this case, except that the Mishnah wants to enumerate all the possible cases that we can think of. So if the inner people, that's the pnimius people, made an eruv, they can carry. If the chitzoyna people did not make an eruv, then of course they cannot carry. So that's straightforward. Next case, hachitzoyna. That is the outside people, people live in the chitzoyna, they're the ones that made an eruv. The loy pnimius, but the pnimius did not make an eruv. So I would have thought, okay, so then you should be able to carry in the chitzoyna. They made an eruv. And the answer is no. Shtei an asurais. Why are they both asur? The pnimius is asur because they didn't make an eruv. The chitzoyna is asur is because since the pnimius people have a right of way onto the chitzoyna, Rashi in the Gemara called this regel hu asura bimkoima, a regel, meaning a right of way, which in its own mokaim, in its origins, is asur, because you're talking about the pnimius did not make an eruv. So it's a regular asur bimkoima, oiseres shaloi bimkoima. It's as if we have these bad strangers coming in from the pnimius. They have a right of way onto the chitzoyna, and they say to the chitzoyna, sorry fellows, even though you guys made an eruv, we were not joined with your eruv, and we didn't make our own independent eruv, so therefore our feet, if you will, are prohibited feet, prohibited in the sense that we cannot carry in our eruv, and therefore we carry with us this burden into your eruv, into your chotzer, that you cannot carry either. Now we have ir vezula atzma, vezula atzma. Now this is, on the surface, a very simple case. Baruch Hashem, both the pnimius got their act together and they made an eruv, and the chitzoyna people got their act together and they made an eruv. Zula atzma, vezula atzma. But they didn't make an eruv between the two chatzers. In other words, the A people made a chatzer A eruv, the B people made a chatzer B eruv, but A and B did not join together. Okay, so the Tana Kama says zumateres b'fnei atzma, zumateres b'fnei atzma. Each one is mutter on their own. The people that live in the chitoyna are mutter, the people live in the pnimius are mutter, because they both made separate eruvin. Now on the surface this is very simple. However, we see Rabbi Kiva respectfully disagrees. Rabbi Kiva oiser hachitzoyna. Rabbi Kiva says, the pnimius, that I agree with. The pnimius, they made a good eruv, that's great. However, the chitzoyna still cannot carry, should drisas haregel oisrasa, because of the drisas haregel, that means the right of way of the pnimius people, they aser on the chitzoynius people, that the chitzoyna people cannot go and carry. Why do they aser? Because the Bekiva holds, even regel hamuteres bimkoima, oiseres shaloi bimkoima. And that's the key to the machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and the Tana Kama, where the Tana Kama holds that only regel hu oiseres bimkoima, regularly seres b'mkayim means that in the pnimius chotzer, if they didn't go and make an eruv, then they're a regular hoy seres b'mkayim. So this regular hoy seres, this damages and interferes with and destroys the eruv of the chitzoyna people. Rabbi Akiva goes one step further. Even if the pnimius made an eruv, the fact that the two A and B, chitzoynis and the pnimius, didn't make a joint eruv, so the regular hamuteres b'mkoyma, that is that the pnimius made an eruv, so it's regular muteres b'mkoyma, also oiseresh loy b'mkoyma destroys the right of carrying, even though the chitzoyna people made an eruv. Sorry, you didn't make a chitzoyna with the pnimius people, you cannot carry. And the svara is very, very simple. The svara is because, as we know, when you only have one chatzer, not a double chatzer, just a single chatzer, the only way you can go and carry is if everybody in the chatzer contributes towards the Erev. If one person says, no, 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 then you cannot go and carry. And what Rabbi Akiva is saying is that the people who live in the Pnimius, they are also have rights in the Chitzoyna. What are their rights? The right of way that they can walk through. So you should have included them as well in your Erev, you Chitzoyna people. Since you didn't include them, then that interferes with your Erev. Why then does the Tanakhama disagree? Tanakhama apparently holds that when you're looking at Erev, you're only looking at residents. You're not looking at people that have easements or that have rights of way. Fine, they have a right of way, but they're not really owners here. They have a right of way. Okay, they have a right.
They only have right of way because they're owners.
Yeah, they're owners of the previous, but they're right. Not owners in the Chitzoyna. As far as the Chitzoyna, they have no rights whatsoever of ownership. They have an easement, they have a right of way to go through, to traipse through, but that's it. So Rabbi Akiva says that is already enough to go and schlep them into your Erev, and if you didn't go and bring them into your Erev, then you got a problem. Well, the Tanakhama says no. They are not owners of the Chitzoyna, and therefore we don't have to ask their permission for making an Erev. We made an Erev on our own. They want to traipse through Gesundheit, but that doesn't interfere with our Erev. The Chachamim Oimrim Ein Drisus HaRegel Oistra. So, Drisus HaRegel does not aser on the Chitzoyna. The right of way of the Pnimius does not interfere with the Chitzoyna. L'choyra, it would appear that these Chachamim is the same as the Tanakhama. That even though the Pnimius made an Erev, but since they have a right of way through the Chitzoyna, and they didn't join in a common Erev, say the Chachamim, I could care less. Their Drisus Regel doesn't aser, it has its lomala v'lo morid, I don't care, and therefore Zumutaris b'fnei atzma, Zumutaris b'fnei atzma, and therefore Chachamim appear to be the same as the Tanikama, and we'll see in the Gemara that in fact there is a machloikis between the Tanikama and the Chachamim. Itchim will get to that shortly. Okay, now we continue on the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is now telling us a case of people that were shocheach. Shocheach means that they forgot to participate in the Erev. They were late, they came home late, nobody approached them. Anyway, they didn't participate. So shochet, yeah.
That's what Ramer was afraid of. Lishkoach, was it Ramer?
Yeah, but that's in a different situation.
Right.
That shaloi lishkoach means that do you have to make both an Erev of Chatzeirois and a Shit of Mavois? Said Ramey, you have to make both Shaloi Lishkoyach. Here we're talking about just a private Erev. You have a situation within a Chatzer, you have five residents of the Chatzer, and all five should contribute towards the Erev, and one of the people forgot. So that's not, in both are related in the sense, they're both Shikcha, but it's not the same case.
Yes. So Tishkach, Torah's Erev min HaTinokas.
Exactly right. So continuing on, our Mishnah, Sheshochach Echon min HaChitzoyna, V'loi Erev. You have one of the Chitzoyna people forgot to be Ma'arvi, did not make an Erev, didn't contribute towards the Erev. But Baruch Hashem, all the people in the Pnimius did remember to make an Erev. So Pnimius Muteres, the Pnimius, they have an Erev, so that's perfect, they had a great Erev. Ba'chitzoyna Asura. Chitzoyna Asura is because one of the guys forgot, so you don't have. L'choyra he can mevatel reshus, like we learned in the Mishnayos previously. True. But we're talking about before he makes a bitul reshus, if one of the five did not participate in the Erev, then you can't carry a chitzoyna asura. Now what happens if the other way around? Shochet echon min ha-pinimius v'loi Erev. One of the inner people forgot to go and be ma'arev with the pinimius people. Even if the chitzoyna did have a perfect Erev, but one of the Panemius people did not participate. So therefore, the Panemius does not have a kosher Erev. So now we have a case of regel hu asura bimekoima, a regel where locally bimekoima, inside the Panemius, it's asur, because they didn't have a proper Erev, one guy forgot. So shtei asuras. So both of them are going to be asur. Not only the Panemius will be asur because they don't have a kosher Erev, one person didn't contribute, but since they have a right of way that goes into the Chitzayna, even though the Chitzayna people had a great Erev, but unfortunately the Drisa Saregah, the right of way of the Panemius people, destroys their Erev, no good, shtei asuras. Now the Gemara comes up, the Mishnah comes up for the first time, Nosnu Eruvim B'mokim Echad. Baruch Hashem, after years and years of potential friction between the Panemius people and the Chitzayna people, they got together with one united Erev. Baruch Hashem, both the Panemius and the Chitzayna. So then, if you would stop the case here, everybody would agree, of course you can go and carry from the back and the front, Panemius, Chitzayna, no problem. Aye, but guess what happened? As usual, there's always a fly in the ointment or whatever. V'shachach echad bein min ha-panimius, bein min ha-chitzayna. One guy forgot to go and contribute towards this Erev. Now, the Mishnah doesn't tell us where the Erev was b'mokim echad, but as we'll see in Yetchim in the Gemara, it's talking about that the Erev was in the chitzayna. In other words, it's true that the five people from the panimius from Chotzer A, and the five people in the Chitzayna, Chotzer B, both of them contributed. We have now, Baruch Hashem, a very robust, great Erev, and they placed it in the Chitzayna. V'shachach echad mei min ha-panimius, either one of the panimius forgot to go and contribute, beinim Chitzayna, one of the Chitzayna people forgot to go and contribute. Either or, not that both, but one of the two. V'lo Erev, and therefore they did not consummate the Erev. Shtei and Asura is both of them are going to be Asur. Now let's understand why both of them should be Asur. If one of the people in the Panemius forgot, then I understand why the Panemius people cannot carry. He didn't contribute towards the Erev. And not only didn't contribute towards the Erev in his own Mokoyim, but since there's a Drisus a regel over the Chitzayna, and this is a regular asura bimkoima, so the chayre, everybody agrees, regular asura bimkoima, oiserish loy bimkoima, destroys the Erev in the Chitzayna, even though all the Chitzayna people participated. But since this Panemius person did not, so therefore it's the whole Panemius doesn't have an Erev, okay, so they cannot carry in the Panemius, and they cannot carry in the Chitzayna. But now let's talk about the Chitzayna, meaning that the Panemius was fine. It's one of the Chitzayna people that did not participate in the Erev. Okay, so therefore the Chitzayna people, okay, you don't have all the Chitzayna people, you don't have an Erev in the Chitzayna. But why does that ruin the Panemius? Why does it say that the Shtein Asurais, after all the Panemius guy, they did a fine job. All of their people participated.
It's a unified group now.
It's a united group.
So therefore one would think one could destroy it.
One would think, Mitch, we're going to talk about in the Amud Beis whether one can destroy it or not. The Gemara has a svara of li shetuftach li tevasi shetapticha v'loy la'vasi. I took you in to go make things better, not to make things worse. Mitch, we're going to discuss it on the Amud Beis. Okay. But at this point, Rashi points out, Mitch, we'll see this in the Gemara, the reason why we say that even the Panemius falls away is because since the Erev is in the Chitzayna, what would be the svara to say that the Panemius is mutter? Brother Shai said they united in one Erev, because the Panemius people could normally say, we're going to close up the hatch, we're going to close the door between our Panemius, our Chotzer Panemius, and your Chotzer Chitzayna, and we're going to secede from the union. You, Chevra, you were bad, you didn't join in the Erev because one of you guys was Shocheach. Fine, that's your headache, it's not our headache. We all participated. We're going to go, Rashi uses the expression, the Gemara is going to say, Mechidasha vistaluke mechitzoina. We're going to close up the doorway, we're going to wave to all you guys and say, have a beautiful Shabbos, we are going to have a Shabbos among ourselves, and Baruch Hashem, we have an Erev.
But they don't need an Erev.
One second. Of course, you always have to have it. But the problem over here, however, is, says Rashi, that's why the Mishnah said, Nasna Eruvim b'makayim echad. They put the Erev in the Chitzayna. They don't have the Erev with them inside the Panemius. Mm. If the Erev would be in the Panemius, they could do that. Close up the door and say, goodbye, Chevra, you do it, you have your own problems. We, Baruch Hashem, will be able to carry with our Erev here in the Panemius, because all of us contributed. However, because of the fact that the Erev is not the Panemius, it's Bechitzayna, they don't have any, they cannot get to it if they were to go and close up the door. And that's why, in this case, both of them are usher. If you take a quick look at the Rashi, Nosle Reuven b'mokim echad, that's parallel to our Gemara, parallel to our Mishnah, smack in the middle of the omit, Nosle Reuven b'mokim echad, she'ir v'shtei imzu imzu, v'hai b'mokim echad, mefarish b'gemar, sh'nasnu b'chitzoyna, they put the Erev in the chitzoyna. V'shochach echad, afilu min ha'chitzoyna, even if one of the chitzoyna forgot, v'loi irev, sh'tei nasurais. Why? The Panemius nami asura letalta b'chatzera. Even the Panemius is also in its own chotzer. Mishum t'loy matzia l'meichad dashav is taluke mechitzoyna. They cannot close the door, the hatch, and be mistalik to secede from the union with the chitzoyn. Lishtamushe be'an pe'nafshe, to say we're going to use our chotzer on our own. T'alles l'hiruv v'gaboh. The Erev is not with them. The Oise Erev HaMatiron Bechad Seiron, the Erev that was matir them in their chatzir, Hoylichu Bechitzayna. It's not here. It's not in Australia, but it's in the Chitzayna. It's not local. So therefore you cannot have a local residence uniting all five of them if the residence is elsewhere. The residence being the Erev, but the Erev is out in the Chitzayna. So that's why Shtei Nesuris. But Einachanami, if they would have kept the Erev inside in the Panemius, and the Chitzoyna guys forgot, fine. So then the Panemius people can go and close the door and say, we're going to go and carry on our own. If you cannot, that's your problem. Finally, the final case of Mishnah, Sheichidim. Sheichidim means that the Panemius had only one guy, and the Chitzoyna only had one guy. We didn't have five families. We didn't have three families. Only one family or one yochid, both in the outside chatzur and in the inside chatzur. Ein etzrich an Arev, they don't have to make an Erev whatsoever. Why don't they have to make an Erev? Because each one of them is deemed to be as if they made an Erev. Why? Because if you only have one person and one chatzur, you don't need an Erev. The whole reason why you need an Erev is because you have multiple owners that live together with one common courtyard, and therefore Reuven's rights to the courtyard interfere with Shimon's rights and with Levi's rights, etc. And therefore the Chum said, this common courtyard looks almost like a Rishus Rab, almost like public property that everybody has rights to. Got to make an Erev. However, if there's only one owner of the house, one owner of the courtyard, then of course he can go and carry. Now, remember, we talk about carrying, that doesn't mean you don't have to have a fence around it. That's a separate issue. We're not talking about the physical structure, whether you had a fence, whether you had a lechi, you had a koiri, you had a tzuris of Pesach. We're only discussing whether or not you have to go and put away two sudais. There's no one to put two sudais. This person lives here. He has his two sudais, three sudais for Shabbos. Nobody else has to contribute. So he doesn't need to make an Erev. And same thing is, the outside person doesn't have to make an Erev because there's only one yachid. But as Rashi points out, this is only according to the Rabbanon, not according to Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, the Yochid who lives b'pnimius, he has a right of way in the Chitzoyna. That's what the Rashi calls and the Gemara calls Regel Hamuteres b'mekoyma. It's mutter in b'mekoyma in the p'nimius. But since it interferes with the ownership rights of the Chitzoyna, because he has a right of way, so according to Rabbi Akiva, that's Oiseres Shaloi Bimkaima, and therefore says Rashi, this last tickle only goes according to Rabbanon, but not according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, the two would have to go and make a joint Erev if they wanted to carry in the Chitzoyna. The Panemius doesn't need to make an Erev, he could close his door, so to speak. However, the Chitzoyna has a problem because he has two owners, the person who lives there, and the Panemius who has the right of way. No, you gotta make an Erev. Okay, Zok Tiyumar. Ki also of Dimi Omer Rabbi Yanai. Zu Divi Rabbi Kiva. Di Omer Afilu Regel Muteris Bim Koyim Oiseres Shaloi Bim Koyim. Av Chom Oimrin. Ki Shem Shregel Muteris Eina Oiseres. Kach Regel Asura Eina Oiseres. What Rabbi Dimi says in the name of Rabbi Yanai seems to fly in the face of our Mishnah. because in the Mishnah we had two days. One that said, I'm only concerned about regel hu oiseres bimkoima, that means that Panimius didn't make an Erev, and therefore they cannot go, the Chitzoina people cannot carry within their Chotzer, because the Panimius people go and invade their Chotzer, they have the right of way, and therefore they cannot carry in the Chitzoina. That's because regla sura bimkoima. But regla muteres bimkoima, if they would be able to go and mutter bimkoima, means if they did make an Erev in the Panimius, then there wouldn't be a problem. Masha Enker, Rabbi Kiva says, no, even regular Mutaris Bem Koima, Oiseris Shalei Bem Koima. But now the Gemara comes up, says Rav Dima, Rav Yanai, with what would appear to be a Mandiyomer that did not appear in our Mishnah. And let's repeat the Loshon HaGemara again, Kiyos Rav Dima, Rav Yanai, Zudiv Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is the one that says, the Omer Afilu Regel HaMutaris Bem Koima, Oiseris Shalei Bem Koima. Even the regular which is Mutter Bem Koima, that is in the previous, it's Oiseris Shalei Bem Koima, by their right of way, they interfere with the carrying rights of the Chitzoina people. Av l'chachamim oimrim, kishem sheregel hamuteres eina Oiseris, just like if the Panimius people made an Erev, there they would not destroy, they would not interfere with the Erev of the Chitzoina people could carry. Kach regel asura, even if the Panimius people did not make an Erev, they didn't make an Erev, so locally they cannot carry. Even that, Eina Oiseris, does not cause any interference with the rights of the Chitzoina to go and make an Erev and to carry in the Chitzoina. Now, we didn't find a Mandiyama like that. And therefore the Gemara is now going to attack Rav Dimi Omer Rav Yanai with several kashas from our Mishnah. Tanan, let's start the Mishnah again. Erev Chitzoina. The Chitzoina people made an Erev for the Panimius, but the Panimius people did not make an Erev. Shtein Asuras. Then both the inner Chotzer people and the outer Chotzer people are Asur. So now, the fact that the inner Chotzer people are Asur, that's simple, because the Panimius people didn't make an Erev. But it says that even the Chitzoina people who made an Erev, they're also Asur. Now, why the Asur? Mani. Ilema Rebbe Kiva. If you're telling me that this part of the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva, my Irya regil asura, why do you have to give me this case of where Irva Chitzoina veloy Panimius, even if it's Irva Chitzoina and the Panimius stay in Asurais? My Irya regil asura, afila regil muteris nami, because according to Rabbi Kiva, even if the Panimius people did make an Erev, it's regil hamuteris bim koima, like Rabbi Kiva, Oiseres Shalai Bim Koima. So why do we have to talk about a case where the Panimius people did not make an Erev, even if they did make an Erev, it would aser on the Chitzoina. Elav l'chayim must go according to Rabbanan. So what do we see? That the Rabbanan are distinguishing between the case of where the regel who asura bim koima, meaning the Panimius people did not make an Erev, that would interfere with the Chitzoina's rights and would not allow them to go and carry, as opposed to if the Panimius people did make an Erev, then it's regular Muteris Bim Koima, and then it would not interfere with the rights of the Chitzoina. So we see that there is a Rabbanan that distinguishes between regular Muteris and regular Asura. But according to Rav Dima and Rav Yanai, there's no such thing. It's either the Panimius people permit, or they prohibit. There's no gray area of regular Muteris Bim Koima is Matir, regular Asura Asurs. According to Rav Dimi Am Rav Yanai, Rabbi Kiva says it's always Asur, even regular Muteris Bim Koima, Oiseres Shalei Bim Koima. Or according to Rabbanan, it's always Mutter. Even if the Panimius people did not make an Erev, they do not interfere with the Chitzoina's rights to carry. But here in our Mishnah, we see that there is a difference between Panimius Yotz, Panimius Nish, regular Muteris, regular Asura. Elav Rabbanon. Everyone know Lo'ilam Rabbi Kiva, V'loizu Avzu Ketani. We could say that the Misha is Rabbi Kiva. Aye, if it's going according to Rabbi Kiva, we asked, then why does he have to talk about regular Asura, even regular Hamuteris? Says the Gemara, you're 100% right. Rabbi Kiva was breaking it to us slowly in the Mishnah. And he's telling us in the Mishnah, I want you to know that the fact that there's a Panimius, that interferes with the rights of the Chitzoina, because he has a right of way. When I say interfere, not in a negative sense, interfere in the sense that since they have a right of way, we have to go and reckon with their rights. We have to go and figure out how we're going to deal with this issue. You can't just ignore it, like the Tanakhama says. No, no, no. It's important. They have a regel over here. So says Rebbe Akiva. Initially, if the regel of the Penimius is a regel of Asura, that they did not make their own Erev, then that certainly interferes with the rights of the Chitzoyna people to carry. But in addition to that, says Umar Bakiva, not only in the case where the Penimius did not make an Erev, even if they did make an Erev, it would also interfere with the carrying rights of the people on the outside in the Chitzoyna. And that's why the Mishnah has both cases. First, we introduce the case that the Gemara brought of the regel, the irva chitzoyna v'loy penimius. The reason why the chitzoyna is asur is because the penimius is a regular asura, and that's why right after that the Mishnah brought the next case, irva zula atzma. Vezula atzma, says Rabbi Kiva, I'm sorry, the chitzoyna still is asur because the dris is a regel of the penimius, even though it's a regular muteres. So that's the lashon of loy zu afzuktani. Not only a case of regular asura, but even a regular hu hamuteres. Okay, so we don't have a kasha anymore on Rabdimi Om Rabbianai, because everything so far is Rabbi Kiva. Let's continue on. Tanan, next case in the Mishnah. Erev Zuli Atzma, Zuli Atzma. The Penimius made their own Erev. The Chitzoyna made the own Erev. Zumateres Befnei Atzma. So then the Penimius guys are okay. Zumateres Befnei Atzma. And the Chitzoyna's guys are okay. Uh-huh. And therefore, even though the Penimius people have a right of way on the Chitzoyna people, as long as both of them made an Erev, no problem, they're both Mutter. So now the Gemara is medayik. Taima de irva. The reason why they're both mutter is because the inside people, the Penimius people, made an erev. Izach mashma halo irva, but if they would not have made an erev, shtein asurais. Why would they be asur? Because it would be a regel hu asura bimkoima, oisere shaloi bimkoima. Not only will the Penimius people not be able to go and carry, but they would interfere with the rights of the Chitzoyna people to carry. So both will be asur. Ah, so now we have identified clearly vohaitana the omel regel hamuteres eina oiseres, because we said if it was irva zula atzma vzula atzma, both of them are mutter. Nevertheless, we say regel asura is oiseres. So you see that there is a distinction between regel hamuteres and regel asura, and yet Rabbi Yanai said, Rabbi Dimi Om Rabbi Yanai at the beginning of the Gemara said, no, no, no. It's all or nothing. Either you hold both regel hamuteres and regel hu oiseres, both aser, just like Rebbe Akiva, or you hold like the Tanakhama, that only the regel oiseres, that both the regel hamuteres and the regel oiseres do not aser. Yet we find that there is a mandiyomer Mishnah that says, no, it depends. Regel hamuteres does not aser. Regel oiseres does aser. Freit marmani. Mani ha. Who is the Tana now of this part of the Mishnah? Ilem Rabbi Kivihi, after the regular Muteris Nami. Even if the Penimius made an Erev, like the Mishnah is talking about, Zubaf Neyatra, both of them made an Erev, Rabbi Kivihi says, no, you still cannot carry in the Chitzoyna because of the right of way of the Penimius. Elav Rabbanani, it must be that this part of the Mishnah goes according to Rabbanan. And therefore the Rabbanan do distinguish between regular Muteris and regular Asura. V'yoy de Nochakasha. This part of the Mishnah cannot go according to Rabbi Kiva. But it's safer Rabbi Kiva, Reisha Lav Rabbi Kiva. Because right after these words that we quoted from the Mishnah, what did we quote from the Mishnah? The last line of the narrow lines. Ir Vezula Atzma, Zum Muteris Vifnei Atzma, Zum Muteris Vifnei Atzma, and we're kratzing our head. Who's the one that said that? Is it Rabbi Kiva? Is it Rabbanan? It must be the Rabbanan. It can't be Rabbi Kiva. Because right after that says, Rabbi Kiva oiser achitzoyna. Rabbi Kiva respectfully disagrees. So obviously the Tanakhama is not Rabbi Kiva. It's the Tanakhama. And the Tanakhama says the only time they're mutter is because the Penimius made an Erev. But if they didn't make an Erev, it would be Osir. So you see that there's a difference between regular mutteris and regular oiseris. Ever the Gemara kul Rabbi Kiva. This whole part of the Mishnah from the beginning until here, it's all Rabbi Kiva. And what we have to do is we have to do a little surgery on the words of the Mishnah. And we say again, even according to Rebbe Akiva, when the inner chotzer people made a small little door, a symbolic door, in front of their chotzer. Therefore, with that, they are showing, Rabbi Yisai, we're seceding from the union. Therefore, we made our Erev, you made your Erev, we're going to be Mekabel Shabbos and do our own thing on our own, you do your own thing on your own, and therefore, Shalom HaYisrael.
You say put the door here? I'll just
talk about we're going to talk about that in a moment. I'll talk about it in a moment. Avalo Yosef Sadakach, if they did not make such a daka to go and make, to show this distinction between Chotzer Chitzoin and Chotzer Pnimius, then Chitzoina Asura, then the Chitzon would be Asur. Why would it be Asur? Because they didn't make an Erev together. Yes,
they did make their own, but it's still Regal Hamuteras Tukoma.
Atazoi. Exactly. Divra Bekiva, Shabekiva, Oisis Chitzoinim, Nation Drisis Aregel, Oiseres. What Brother Shai just told us, because even though it's a regular hamuteres b'mkoyma, but it's oiseres she loy b'mkoyma. V'chachamayim ain't a regular oiseres. Chum say now makes no difference whether it's regular hasur b'mkoyma, regular hamuteres b'mkoyma. It never asur zero period. So we don't have a kasha on Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yanai. We finish this part of the Gemara, but Ed has asked us, what are you talking about this little small daka, this small door? What does this represent? What is this all about? So the Art Scroll quotes from the Meroy Mesoda. Meroy Mesoda is the Netziv. Netziv was an enikel of Reb Chaim Valojinel. And the Netziv writes, he was also a Zayda of Reb Chaim Briska. So Netziv writes, Pshat Lirashi Zazoy, that in between the Chotzer Panimis and the Chotzer Chitzoina, there was a normal, regular, large door where people used to go back and forth. When I say the people, the Panimius people had the right to go through the Chitzoina. The Chitzoina people don't have a right to go into the Panimius. Get out of here, Chitzoina guys. Who are you?
No, they have no reason to.
They have no reason
to.
They
have no need to.
Unless they want to snoop around and they want to hear Lushan Horiz, they want Lushan Toiv, or maybe because they want to share their Divrei Torah with the people in the Panimius. They want to learn the daf together with them. But they don't have any automatic right of way. They can go and say, pretty please, can I come in? Will you let me in? That's sure. But if they don't ask, they have no right. But the Panimius people, of course, do have a right to go through the Chitzoina. So there was a nice, big doorway, and the Panimius people would open up and go through on a regular basis. However, what happened was, since they weren't able to get their act together to make a joint Erev, but rather the A people, the Panimius people, made their Erev, and the Chitzoina people made their Erev, what the Panimius people did was, in the middle of this big door, they cut out a smaller door. It's what the Gemara refers to as a daka. Why did they do that? Because they said, Chitzoina guys, if you don't want to participate in Erev together with us, and at the same time, you don't want us to go and aser you guys, you know what? We're going to go make this smaller door. This smaller door will halachically, symbolically, ritually indicate, excuse me, everybody, sorry, that we are seceding from you vis-a-vis carrying. Not seceding that we're not allowed to continue walking. We're going to continue walking through your chutzah because we have a right of way. We're not giving that away. We're not going to walk through the big door. We're going to walk through the smaller door. By walking through the smaller door, Rebbe Akiva holds that has already changed the quality and the character of the relationship between the inner and the outer. It's the inner people saying, we are seceding from you. We've made our Erev, you've made your Erev. We don't want to interfere with your ability to carry in the outside chotzer. That's why we've made symbolically this smaller door to show that we're not united as one. We are two independent entities. We don't want to interfere with you. You're not interfering with us. And therefore, muteres zula atzma v'zula atzma. But if they didn't make this additional special door, then, in fact, the Muteris people, the Panemius people, according to Rebbe Akiva, would continue to interfere with the carrying rights of the outer people. Mora is not satisfied. Let's continue on. Again, we're asking Akasha on Rav Dimi Om Rav Yanai, where Rav Dimi is saying the name of Rav Yanai, that the Tana Kama of our Mishnah holds that there is no such thing as the Panemius causing trouble for the Chitzoina people, say it's a regel who asur b'mkoyma, say it's a regel hamuteres b'mkoyma, makes no difference, they don't interfere with the Chitzoina's rights. Frank Dimara Moser Rabbi Barabai. Let's go all the way to the end of the Mishnah. There's one Yochid living in the Panemius. one yochid living in the chitzayna, ain tzrichan arev, nobody has to make an erev, because everybody is mutter on their own, there are no co-owners with each other, ain tzrichan arev. So it's now mashma, that's dafka because one yochid and one yochid. Hashal rabim, what happens, for instance, if the pnimius had two people, ooh, then tzrichan arev, then they have to go and make an erev. And of course, we don't mean only to make an Erev in the Pnimius. That's a double Pashut. You always have to make an Erev if you have two or more co-owners.
Except there's a Goy, according to one.
Well, we're going to talk about a Goy later on the Amid Beis. Mir Shem Kshkoyach, Brother Shai, you're on top of all the issues today. We're going to talk about the Amid Beis. So, Hashuram, if you had two people in the Pnimius, then you have to make an Erev. Meaning, you'd have to be Ma'arev, both the Chitzoyna and the Pnimius together, if you want to be able to carry in the Chitzoyna. Only because they're two. If there's only one, you don't have to. But if you have two, then you have to make a joint Erev, otherwise they interfere with the Chitzayna. Alma, regular Mutaris b'mkoyima, when you only have one in the back, who's a regular Mutaris b'mkoyima, he doesn't have to make an Erev, because he's only one guy. Mutaris b'mkoyima eino iseres, doesn't answer the outside Chotzer. But regular Surah, but if you have two people inside and they did not make an Erev, then Oiseres would Aser outside. So you see that there is a distinction between regular Mutaris Bim Koyma and regular Surah Bim Koyma. Not like Rav Dimi Omer Rav Yanai. The Oid Mos of Ravina. Ravina says, I have another Kasha. Even before you get to the final case of the Mishnah, go to the penultimate case of the Mishnah. What does it say in the penultimate case? Shachach Echem and Chitzoyin of Lo Erev. You have one of the Chitzayna people did not make an Erev. Remember, this was talking about that they wanted to go and make a joint Erev. And Shach Echem Chitzayna, one of the Chitzayna people, forgot, and he was not Ma'arev. Ha'penimius muteris for Chitzayna sur. That doesn't affect the Penimius people, because it's only one of the Chitzayna people that was not Ma'arev. So the Penimius muteris, they're okay, they made their own Erev. And Chitzayna sur, because the Chitzim people didn't make an Erev. Shach Echem Chitzayna. Now, Shochach Echem and Pnimius, V'lo Erev, what happens if one of the Pnimius people did not make an Erev, he did not participate, so the Erev is deficient. V'lo Erev, Shtein Asuris, this would aser not only on the Pnimius, it would also aser on the Chitzoyna. It's Tam de Shochach, that's Dafka because the person forgot. Holoi Shochach, if he would not have forgotten, and the Erev of the Pnimius would be a solid, really, the rock of Gibraltar, a solid Erev, then Shtein Mutaris, then it would not Aser, right? It only Asered because Shochach Echem and Epinemius for the Erev, then it's Asers the Chitzoyna. But if the guy in the Epinemius would have participated, and there would have been a good solid Erev, then even the Chitzoyna would have been Mutar. Alma regular Mutaris, Eina Oiseres, but regular Asura Oiseres. So from the last two cases in the Mishnah, we see clearly that there is a major distinction between regular Asura Bim Koyma and regular Muteres Bim Koyma. Not like Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yanai, says the Gemara, we give up. Eliki Osa Ravin Amar Rav Yanai, said Ravin in the same name of Rav Yanai. We have this fairly often in the Gemara, that first Rav Dimi says something and then Ravin says something. Both of them came from Eretz Yisrael and came down to Bavel. And Rav Dimi would initially say, this is what we learned in our yeshiva. And then Ravin would say, I'm sorry, we learned something differently. And what does Ravin say? Amar Rav Yanai, Gimu Machloikis Bedover. In fact, there are three Mandiyomrim altogether. Who are the three? Tanakama Sava, like we've been saying all along. Regal Muteris. Ein Oiseres, regular Asura Oiseres. That's how we learn the Mishnah Pashit. That if regular Muteres Bim Koyma does not interfere with the Chitzoyna, but regular Asura Bim Koyma does interfere. Rabbi Kiva Sovra Filo regular Muteres Oiseres. That's Rabbi Kiva, very clear in our Mishnah, that it makes no difference. Regular Muteres Bim Koyma, regular Asura Bim Koyma, always it asers the Chitzoyna. Rabbanan Basroi Savri. This is now a second Rabbanan. They hold kishem shregel muteres, ain't oiseres, kach regla sura, ain't oiseres. That's what Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yanai was referring to, that there are this Rabban and Basroi. However, they made an assumption that our Mishnah, we only had two mandiyamrim, the Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva. And they're saying that the Tanakama is the one that said that It's always mutter, regardless of whether the Panemius made an Erev, and therefore was regular muteris b'mkoyma, or if the Panemius did not make an Erev, and therefore was regular asura b'mkoyma. It doesn't make a difference. In all cases, the Rabdimi Amrab Yanai said that according to the Tanakama, it's always mutter. And now our Gemara is saying, no, it's the Rabbanan Basroi that hold that. Rabbanan Basroi, Savi, Kishem Shregel Muteres, Eino Iseres, Kach Regel Asura, Eino Iseres. And you're wondering, who are these Rabbanan Basroi? Okay, so let's go back to the Mishnah. We started off the Mishnah with an unnamed Tanakama. Then we came to Rabbi Kiva, and the second white line, the Chachamim Oymen, Ein Drisus Aregel Oisrasa. And if you remember, we asked, L'choira, what's the nafkimin between the Tanakama and the Chachamim? And now we know what the nafkimin is. They're not saying the same thing. They're saying two different things. The Tanakama is distinguishing between regular hamuteris bimkoima does not interfere with the chitzayna, and the regular asura bimkoima, which does interfere with the chitzayna. And the Chachamim say, ain't drisa regla israsa, the right of way of the panimi, don't exalt it and elevate it and make it into an ownership right. It's a right of walking, fine, walk is into height, but otherwise you have nothing to do with us, say the Chitzayna people, Panimius. You can walk through, perfect. You want to wave to us, good Shabbos, very nice. You don't want to, also good. I'm not interested. I'm only interested, can you interfere with our rights to carry? And the answer is no, because you're not owners. Don't think that you're owners. Get out of here. We are the sole owners of our property, so regardless of whether Panimius made an Erev or didn't make an Erev, they cannot aser on the carrying rights of the people that live in the Chitzayna. So those are the three Mandi Amrim, and Baruch Hashem, we went through that, and now we continue on Vayit in the Mishnah. How do we paskin? It sounds like from the Aleph at the beginning of the Mishnah that we paskin like the Tanakama, that regular hamuteris bim koima does not interfere, but regular oiseris bim koima would interfere with the Chitzayna's rights. That we don't exactly. It appears from the Aleph that we do not paskin like the Chacham. Okay, on to the Gemara. It's three lines at the bottom. A lot of this we've already discussed in the Mishnah. Nosto Eruvim B'Mokim Echad. What happens finally after 25 years? The Panemius people, the Chitzayna people, are able to unite in one Erev. Baruch Hashem Givaldik. So far so good. The problem is one guy unfortunately forgot to participate in the Erev. And what did they do with the Erev? Said the Mishnah, Nosnu Eruvim b'mokim echad. They put it in one mokim. The Mishnah didn't identify what that mokim echad was. Remember, Rashi told us it's talking about that they put it b'chitzoyna. And that's the Gemara now. My mokim echad, where did they put it? Omrav Yudah Marav chitzoyna. Umay korulo mokim echad. What's this expression, mokim echad? Mokim hamiyuchad v'shteyim. A place which is accessible to both. Which place is accessible to both? In a chitzayna. Because if you put in the panemius, it's not accessible to the chitzayna people because they have no right to go into the panemius. They don't have a right of way. Okay. Tana mihochi, bring a right attack from a braisa. Nostu eruvan bechitzayna. If they put the eruv in the chitzayna. Mishochach echod. And someone forgot. Bein men chitzayna, u bein men hapanemius, v'loi irev, and he did not contribute towards the Erev, shteyen asurais. Why a shteyen asurais? Remember, this is a joint Erev, they put in the chitzayna. The reason why it's asur in the chitzayna, both of them are asur. Now, what reason why they're both asur, so let's think about this for a moment. If the chitzayna person, let's go to the panemius person. If the panemius person forgot, so then, obviously, the Erev locally in the Panemius doesn't work, because he didn't participate. And, according to everybody except the Rabbanan Basroi, the Erev, the regular Asura Bimkoima, Oiseres Shalei Bimkoima, Shtein Asuras. So that's perfect. Now, the question is, why, if one of the Chitzoyna people forgot, why does that Asur on both? That it should Asur on the Chitzoyna. Chitzayna doesn't have a full-fledged Erev. Chitzayna didn't participate. But why should it aser on the Panemius guys? Ah, so this is what Rashi said in the Mishnah, because it's talking about Eruvim b'chitzayna. The Erev is situated in the Chitzayna. So normally, the Panemius people can go and say, we're going to secede from the union, we're going to put up a daka, we're going to close the door, and you guys can't carry, but we can carry. The problem aware, however, is that the Erev is in the Chitzayna. So the Pnimius people cannot reach to the Chitzayna, and therefore they cannot get to their Erev. And that's why they are Asur.
Right.
If you look at the Rashi, the third line, Nostu Asiruv Mepnimius V'shachar Echman Mepnimius Shtein Asura if the Chitzayna Mitzra B'shikha de Pnimius Deloi Mati Istaluke Mina V'oidaleise Le'iruv Agaba. As far as the Pnimius, they cannot be mistalik, and the Erev is not with them. The Erev is in the Chitzayna. That's why both of them are Asur. Okay, so that's when Nostu Eruv Mechitzayna. And getting to the third line of the Gemara, Nostu Eruv Bepnimius. When am they put Eruv in the Pnimius? Oh, okay. V'shachach Echman Pnimius V'loi Erev. One of the Pnimius guys was not married. Shtein Asurais. Then they're both Asur. Why the Asr? The Pnimius is Asr because they don't have a kosher Erev, Shachachach and Pnimius. And that, of course, Asr is on the Chitzayna because it's a regular Oiseris B'mkoyman, except for the Rabbanim Basroi. Everybody would hold that it's Asr. However, what happened? Shachachach and the Chitzayna v'loi Erev. So now, Shtein Asurais Tiver Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says both of them are Asr. Now that the Chitzayna is Asr, I understand. Because Shachachach and the Chitzayna. But why is the Pnimius Asur? And here you cannot tell me because they cannot get to their Erev, because the Erev is Bepnimius. So let them go and close the door and we're done. Why does Rabbi Kiva hold that it's Asur? So let's get back to Rabbi Kiva in a moment. The Chachamim Oimrim, Bezu, in this case, Pnimius Muteres, V'chitzayin Asura. Why? Because who is the one that forgot? One of the Chitzayinah people. So, fine, Chitzayinah people, you cannot carry. But Pnimius people, they didn't forget. They made an Erev. The Erev is Bepnimius. So everything is mutter, everything is grand. So why does Rabbi Kiva hold that it doesn't work? So Rabbi Kiva comes up with a new svara that we didn't have until now. And that is, since the Pnimius people and the Chitzayinah people got together to make one Erev, and they put the Erev Bepnimius, what happens is now, it's as if the Pnimius are opening the door and saying to the Chitzayinah people, you're all welcome to come in now into our Pnimius, because that's where your residence is. Your halachic residence is here, Bepnimius, because the Erev is Bepnimius. And therefore Rashi calls it their Margila Sham. If you look at Rashi, the first narrow line, Shtein Asuras Dibre Bekiva, V'loi Amrinan Tistalik Pnimius Mina. The Pnimius people can't say, I'm being mistalik, I secede from the union. The Erev HaChitzayna, HaMunach LeToicha, since the Erev of both of them, including the Chitzayna, is Munach within the Pnimius, Margila Sham, it's as if they are schlepping them in, bringing them in. So until now, we were always thinking of the Pnimius people as being those that have the sole exclusive right of way in the Pnimius, and they have the additional right of way in the Chitzayna, additional to the people who live in the Chitzayna. But the Chitzayna only have a right of way in their own Chatzar, they don't have a right in the Pnimius Chatzar. Get out of here! What are you doing here? I didn't invite you. You have no business coming into the Pnimius. But now that they placed a common Erev in the Pnimius, they're opening the door wide open and saying, welcome, shalom aleichem, bruchim aboim, come into our chatzer. It's beautiful,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's about time.
Yeah.
But the problem is that one of them was shochach.
That's the outer guy.
That's the outer guy, but not the previous guys. The previous guys are welcoming. They must all be Kalbach fans, right, Brother Shai?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, Ahavas, they all practice full, true Ahavas Yisrael, undiluted Ahavas Yisrael. So that's why Rabbi Kiva says, as a result of the Chitzayna person, he was a Chitzayna guy, right? One of the Chitzayna people, he forgot, and he didn't make an Erev. Not only the Chitzayna people are Aser, but the Pnimius people are Aser, because now the Chitzayna also have a right of way on the Pnimius, like the right of way that the Pnimius guys had until now. Now the Chitzayna have a right of way because they made a joint Erev. And since it wasn't done properly, so then the Chitzayinah people cannot carry, and even the Pnimius cannot carry, according to Rabbi Kiva. No. Bezu, I disagree. Pnimius continue to be mutter for Chitzayinah Asura, because the Pnimius say, we have our Erev, and even though the Chitzayin people made that Erev together with us, but remember, one of the Chitzayinah people forgot and didn't join in. So, Sayonara, people. The Shalom Aleichem, the welcome that we gave to you, was based on your joining us, but not based on your ruining us, as the Gemara is going to continue to say momentarily. Amli Rav Bar Chonon L'Abai. Ma'ishtal L'Rabbanim. The Amri Panimius Mutaris. You know why the Rabbanan hold Panimius a Mutar? After all, they made a joint Erev, and the Chitzoyna guys messed up because one of the Chitzoyna forgot. Mishum Dechadet Dashu Mishtamsha. We had that Lashon, the Rashi, in the Omer Aleph. Because the Panimius people can say, Rabbi, we welcomed you until now, but now that you're interfering with our rights to carry, we're closing the door, and we want to be Mishtamish internally among ourselves. Why doesn't he agree with this Svara that the Panimius can secede and they can go and do their own thing and carry inside? So this is the Rashi that we had before, because Erev Margila, by the fact that they put an Erev in the Panimius, that opened the door, didn't close the door. So they Margila, they're bringing in the regular of the Chitzoyna, and now, unfortunately, that regular of the Chitzoyna is ruining them. Why is it ruining them? Because Echad Min HaChitzoyna did not participate in the Erev, and that's why even the Panimius cannot go and carry, according to Rabbi Kiva. So, Frey Gemara Rabbanan Nami Erev Margila, Choyd Zagut Tesvara of Rabbi Kiva. Said Rabbanan, the Amr Litkuni Shetafticha V'Loy Lavasi. This is what we spoke about, Brother Shai, back on the Amud Aleph, that the reason why the Panimius people accepted Chitzoyna as part of their united Erev, Litkuni Shetafticha, I took you in as a shutif, as a partner, Litkuni, to improve things. How do we improve things? Now I'll be able to carry freely, not only in my chatzah, but also in your chatzah. We'll be able to go make kiddush together. We'll be able to daven together. I can go to yours, you can come to mine. It'll be one happy family. But not to ruin us, you Chitzoyna people, don't cause trouble. For 25 years we were able to carry in our chotzer beautifully. Now the first Shabbos we say, Chitzoyna, join with us, it will be one happy family. And guess what happens? Mm-hmm. One of the Chitzoyna forgets, and now you want to aser upon us. Who needs you? Stay in the Chitzoyna. We were right for the last 25 years not to go. Of course, all of this, I'm just dramatizing. It doesn't say anything about 25 years. But you get the idea.
But also okay. The emotional kind of thing as well.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, continuing the Gemara, Freit Gemara, Selchoy, just like the Rabbanan hold, that the Panimius people can go and say, Chitzoyna, I invited you in to make a tikkun, but not to go and make la'avasi, to ruin things. So Rabbi Kiva, not me, neighbor, kusha, tavticha, v'loi la'avasi, and therefore let them secede and say that the whole Erev falls apart and finished. With just our Erev, you guys are out of here. Says Gemara, the Umrullah, Mevatlina loch rishusi. The Chitzoyna people can go and say to the Panimius people, don't lock the doors and throw us out. We can always be mevatl our rishus to you so that to reinstate your right to be able to carry in your chatzim. And if we are mevatl our rishus, you'll be able to carry in your chatzim. I, Rabbi Kiva, says that both of them happen to be osur. Says Rashi, Rabbi Kiva is talking about before they make a bitul rishus. Of course, if they're mevatel their rishus, it's like any time a person forgets, he can be mevatel rishus. The chotzer people from chotzer B can go and be mevatel themselves to chotzer A and say, we're mevatel our rishus, and you get back all of your rights in the panimius. So, says the Gemara, says Rabbi Kiva, that's after they make that bitul rishus, after they make that declaration. But until they make that declaration, the Erev remains intact, and therefore it's usher on the inner people to be able to go and carry because of the outer people's interference with their joint Erev.
When you say the Erev remains intact, it doesn't remain, it's not effective.
So it depends. What Rabbi Kiva is saying at this point is that the reason why I don't select the Rabbanan, because they can do bittul.
Right.
But until they do bittul, the Chitzoyna's involvement and ownership of part of the Erev asers on the people that are in the Panimius, and until that point, the Panimius people are also, they cannot go and carry. Once they make the bittul rishus, so then they have seceded, if you will, the Chitzoyna people.
Option, and therefore we don't say.
That's why we don't say that kuni shetatich v'le lavasi, because they have this backup option.
Okay.
Exactly. V'rabbanan, ein bittul rishus mechatzel chatzer. No, you can't do rishus a bittul rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer, and therefore now I understand what the machloikis is between Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan in this case, where Rabbi Kiva says you to have bittul mishus b'chatzel l'chatzel. And Rabbanan would say ein bittul. And this reminds us of one of our favorite machloikas in back on Daf Samach Vov. It's about 9-10 days ago. We had, in fact, this very machloikah between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Do you say that you can be mevatel rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer? I'm sure you all remember very. I see that Brother Shai remembers it very, very well with great emotion and great excitement. So it says, "Yimar lema Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan beplukter Rabbanan v'Rabbi Kiva kamiflegi." The chayyur of the machlokes that we just established in Rabbanan and Rabbi Kiva were the yesh betul rishus mechatzer v'chatzer or ein betul rishus mechatzer v'chatzer. The chayyur that's machlok between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. The Shmuel who holds that. Ein bitterishus mechatz lechatzer. He's like Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan di Amar, yesh bitterishus. He holds like Rabbi Kiva. Amalach Shmuel, no, lav dafka. Now, before we get into the reason why Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan say lav dafka, we have to remember that their case is a different case. They're not talking about a pnimis and a chitzayna. They're talking about two parallel chatzerois where they made an Erev between one and the other through the Pesach. There was a door linking the two Chatzeros together. They could make an Erev together if they wanted to. They didn't have to. And now the question is, if they didn't make an Erev, or if they made an inferior Erev, because people were Shocheach, can they be Mevatel Rishus from one chotzer to the other? So it's different than our case when we're dealing with a pnimius and a chitzayna case. And that case is the two parallel chatzeris case. What difference does it make? Omelach Shmuel. Shmuel, who holds back on Daf Samach Vav, that ein mevatlin rishus mi chotzer lechotzer, anodi ami afilu Rabbi Kiva. Ad kam le kam Kiva hocha. Here Rabbi Kiva says you can be mevatlin rishus. El b'shtei chatzeris zu lefne mizu. The Asran Ahadodi. Since each one of the Chatzeres can Asr the other one, in particular, the Pnimius can Asr the Chitzoyna, that's why we say, since they can Asr one another, so they can also be Matir one another through this backup Bittul Rishus. Aval Hosam, Miko Asran Ahadodi. There's no Isr one on the other between the Chatzer A and Chatzer B. Because those two Chatzeres are not Pnimius or Chitzoyna, they're parallel. Each one has their own exit to the Movoi or to the Rishus HaRabim. So A says, I never have to deal with you, B. B says, I never have to deal with you, A. Neither has a right of way of either one. Or, in that case, says Shmuel, the Ein Bittul Rishus Mechatzer L'Chatzer. Just like they don't Aser in each other, so they're not matter each other through the mechanism of bittul. But over here, since they do aser on one another, so just like there's the iser, there's the antidote, either make an erev, a joint erev, but if you didn't make a joint erev, or it was deficient because somebody forgot, make a bittul rishus. Rabbi Yochanan, who says before that yesh bittul mechatz lechatzer, and no diam yefil rabban, ad kan the kerem rabban hocha, when did rabban say over here, that ein bittul, ela di omra la, and mevatlis li ko asris iloi. Instead of making a bittul, you're asering on me. Now Rashi learns pshat in what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that even though we said before in the Gemara that Rabbanan hold ein bittul rishus mechatzer lechatzer, they really mean to say that yesh bittul. But nevertheless, even though there's yesh bittul, the pnimius people say to the chitzonius people, you are still the tekunei shitavticha v'loy la'avasi. You're causing me trouble in my erev, in my chatzer, and therefore I don't need you. And therefore we don't need to come on to the yesh bittul rishus mechatzer lechatzer. Remember it was Rabbi Kiva that said, we don't have to go and say the tekunei shitavticha. Forget about it. I have that backup remedy of the bittul. Says Rabbanan, forget about backup remedies. Since I have the tekunei shitavticha, I hold that there's no bittul rishus mechatzel chatzer, and I don't need to come on to the bittul rishus. Because really and truly, says Rashi, that Rabbi Yochanan says, according to Rabbanan, in concept we hold yesh bittul rishus mechatzel chatzer. But I don't have to come on to that, because the tekunei shitavticha, just get out of here. I don't need to come on to your bittul. So when it says ein bittul, doesn't mean that there is no right of bittul. There is a right of bittul, but I don't have to use it because I have the other better argument. The better argument is, chevra, we thought you would improve our Erev by expanding it to a larger area. No, you're just ruining it, so please stay home. We don't need you, and you don't need to come on to the inyan of bittul. But when you have two separate chatzeres, where neither one is disturbing the other guy, so therefore there's no tikkuni shetavticha svara v'leilavasi. Then, of course, says Rabbi Yochanan, yesh bittul mechatz l'chad.
But here, but again, between the inner and the outer,
mm-hmm.
there we say there is.
According to
Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbi Yochanan says, even though I normally hold yesh bitul rishus mechatz l'chatzer,
we have another svara
of the litkuni shetavticha. So therefore, we don't have to come on to this inyan of the bitul rishus.
And therefore, there's no bitul rishus.
Ela amulad amvat li'li ka'asus aloi abahasim ika'asus aloi. Neither asus on the other. Thank you very much, Brother Shai. We'll see Mitchum Sunday morning, bright and early, 7 o'clock.
Have a good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos. Yes.
5:45
is less than 5:44, 5:45, depending which calendar you're looking at. Yeah. Continuing on the Gemara. So, what we said at the end of Mishnah, Mim Hayu Shel Yechidim, if there was only one Bepanimius and one Bechitzaina, then you don't have to make an Eidiv because each one is independent. There's only one guy. There's no co-owners, and everything is great. Amr of Yosef, Tani, Rebbe, okay, it's important to remember the names over here for the next minute or two because you'll see we're going to have a little bit of a difficulty. Amr of Yosef, Tani, Rebbe. Rav Yosef says that Rebbe learned in a braisa, Hoyu Gemel, if there were not two people, one inside and one outside, but rather there were three people, either two inside or two outside, and one was in the other chatzer. Again, our mission is talking about Yechidim, one inside, one outside. What happens if you have two inside and one outside? Or one inside and two outside? In all of those cases, it would be Aser. We're going to talk about why it's going to be Aser in a moment. But in the meantime, just we see that Rebbe says, Yechidim, three altogether, it's Aser. Omer Rabibis, Rabibis said now to Rav Yosef, Loitze Sisulei. Rav Yosef, as we've had already numerous times, we even had it yesterday, that Rav Yosef unfortunately forgot some of his learning in his older age. So Rabibi said, don't listen to what Rav Yosef just said, that he says this in the name of Rebbe. Ano amrita nihila. I was the first one that brought this to the attention of the Bnei Yeshiva. Umishmeid Rav Adi Barahav amrita nihila. This is not a Tana, Tani Rebbe, a Braisa. This is Rav Adi Barahava, who is an Amoira that said it. And says Rav Bibi in the name of Adi Barahava, that Hoyu v'nikoyre behen Rabim b'chitzayna. The reason why it's Aser is because we have a Rabim in the Chitzayna. We'll see in a moment what that means. Rav Yosef now says, Om Rav Yosef Mori Davram. Rav Yosef now is conceding that he misspoke, and he's now swearing in the name of the master of Avraham Avinu, in the name of Hashem, Rabim b'Rabbi Ichlefli. I remembered the halacha that if there's a Rabim, not two Yechidim, there's a Rabim, there's three or more, that you do have to make an Erev, but unfortunately, I messed up on Rabim and Rebbe. After all, it's only a difference of one letter, the Mem. And that's why I said, Tani Rebbe, Hayugim Lasuran. But really, Rav Bibi is correct. He said the name of Adi Barahava. He was talking about Chotzer Shol Rabim. And I mistakenly said, Rebbe. That was the problem. Shmuel Amar Le'olam Mutar Zachihu, Shnayim Epnimius V'Echad B'Chitzayna. Now, what is the machloikis between what Rav Yosef originally said in the name of Rebbe, or what Rabbi Bibi says in the name of Adi Barahava? Notice that they are talking about Rabim Bechitzoyna, which means that of the three, two can be in the outer chatzer. While Shmuel says, no, Loi Mutar Zichu Shnayim Bepnim has got to be two in the inner chatzer. What's the difference between the makeup of the three, two and one, or one and two? After all, 1 + 2 = 3, 2 + 1 = 3. What's the difference? Okay, so let's think about this for a moment. If you have two people in the inner chatzer, in the pnimius, and one in the outer chatzer, so the two in the inner chatzer, they have to make an eruv by hook or by crook, because otherwise they have two co-owners, and they are interfering with each other's rights, exclusive rights to the chatzer, so midrabanan, they have to make an eruv. If they didn't make an eruv, so then it's a regular asura. If it's a regular surah, they're traipsing through the chitzayna, even though the chitzayna is only one guy, who cares? One guy, 100 people. The point is that since the people back in the panemius did not make an erev, they interfere with the people who live in the chitzayna. But that's only if you have two in the back. What happens if you have one in the back and you have two in the front? The guy in the back doesn't interfere because the guy in the back, it's deemed as if he made an Erev because he doesn't need to make an Erev. So he's a regular Muteris. There's a noise in the background, so please, somebody mute yourself. With the exception of Rabbi Kiva, that says regular Muteris b'mkoyim oiseres, according to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, regular Surah Asis, but not regular Muteris. So if there's only one guy inside, he cannot interfere with the carrying rights of the people in the Chitzayna. This shouldn't be a problem. So why does our Mishnah, the way Rav Ada Barahava learns, that if even if you have Rabim Bechitzoina, that also asers. It's only asers if you have Rabim Bepnimius. So Rashi says, because Rav Ada Barahava, when he learns Pshat in the Mishnah, he holds that we make a Gzeira. What's the Gzeira? The Gzeira is, if you're going to say that when there's one person inside and two people outside, the one person will not interfere with those two people because it's a regular hamuteres. So a person who is not so edumacated, he might say that it works the other way around too. That if you have two people inside and one person outside, then maybe those two people also do not interfere with the rights of the outsider. Just like one doesn't bother two. Two doesn't bother one, because people at one and two, two and one, it's all the same. What are you telling me about all these halachic details? Come on. Therefore, we had to make a gzeir across the board and say not only the case when you have two in the inner chatzir and one in the outer chatzir, that they interfere unless we make an erev, but also if you have one person in the inner chatzir and two in the outer chatzir, mitzad gzeira, the inner person has to make an erev with the outer people. Otherwise, he interferes with them. But Shmuel says, "La'olim mutaris at yushnayim bepnimius ve'echad bechitzayna." Shmuel says, "I don't learn this gezeira, and therefore, if you have two in the outer, it's not a problem. Only if you have two in the inner, they better make an erev, or they'll cause problems to the chitzayna." And then we went to next shikul. Omer Ablasa. Remember, Brother Shai already mentioned this in the Amud Aleph, and that is, we only talk about Jews. What happened if you have a nochri? Omer Ablasa, a nochri hari hu kiram. If you have only one nochri in the inner chatzir, it's as if you have a rabbim. Of course, like we had at the beginning of our perek, that a nochri, he also assers on the rights of people to be able to carry, and he has a right of way into the chitzayna, and you could do a schiris rishus, like we learned in the first mishnah of our perek. You can go and rent, lease his rishus. But until you rent his rishus, then he's like a rabbim, and he will interfere with the rights of the chitzayna to carry in the Chotzer HaChitzayna. Freiti Mora, Maishna, why? Maishna Yisrael. Tloi Osar. What happens if there's only one Yisrael back there in the Pnimius? We said in our Mishnah, and this is going according to Shmuel, if there's only one person, he does not interfere. Like you said in the Mishnah, Vimhoyu Yishol Yechidim, Einet Tzrichim Arav. One Jew in the Pnimius doesn't interfere with the Chitzayna. Why not? Teman di Yoda Yoda. Whoever knows that there's only one Yid living there, he knows. And one person cannot interfere because he's a regular hamuteris. Uman de lo yada, and a person who does not know that he's the only Jew, he thinks that there are multiple Jews who live back there in the Panemias, somebody ruva Erev. So he assumes that they probably did the right thing and they made an Erev. And therefore, when this Yisrael is walking through the Chitzayna, he doesn't interfere. Either he's the only guy, and we know he's the only guy, or we don't know, we think that there are more. Well, he probably made an Erev. I mean, every kosher Jew wants to be able to go and carry in his chutzah back and forth, so he probably made an Erev. If that's the case, Nami, Nochri Nami, why don't we say the same svara? Amrinan, the Yoda Yoda, whoever knows that this is owned only by the Nochri, he knows that. Tlo Yoda, the person who doesn't know, Sover Agiri Ugar. He will assume that he rented. So therefore, the Nochri shouldn't go and aser on the rights of the people that live outside in the Chotzer HaChitzayna. They should know about the fact that there was a Schiris Rishus. Just like you're saying that people know that if they don't know all the facts, they assume that if there are multiple Yidin, they probably made an Erev. If they're a Goy with others, they will assume there was a Schiris Rishus. Everything more, we don't make that assumption because Tam Nochri Isa the Oiger Mifapoi. If there was such a lease where the Yidin went and rented the Rishus of the Goy in that inner Chatzar, it would be known. Mifepoi means that it would be publicized, people would know about it. Rashi says, kol isle. And since there was no kol, then the assumption is that there was no tzchiras, and nevertheless, if you can allow the nochri to go through, he's going to go and cause problems because of his drisus aregel who oisrasa. Zogti mora vayter. Omer Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel. New case. This is our final case for today. Just 5-6 more lines on by side. This is quite straightforward. Yud batim ze lifnim mizeh. You have 10 houses, all one connected to each other, all 10 in a row. And only the final one was pesuach l'chotzer. So, depends of course which way you look, from right to left or left to right. But let's assume that the very first one is the one that's next to the chotzer, and then you have 2, 3, 4, 5 through 10. So the only one that's connected to the chotzer is number 1. All the other 9 cannot get to the chotzer. Oh, there's a beautiful picture in the Gemaras of the art scroll. I don't know if anybody you can see it. We're going to go try show it to you all. Yes. Maybe you could see it, maybe you can't. Anyway, so you have a whole bunch of batim all connected, one next to each other, domino effect, and only the final one opens up to the chatzar.
So what's the problem?
Oh, it's not what's the problem. The question is, what's the remedy? So says the Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel, yud batim ze lifnim mizeh. Pnimi noisin eseruv v'dayei. The only one that has to go and make an eruv, meaning that he has to contribute to bulkalach, is only pnimi. All the other guys are off the hook. That means number 10. The final one, he has to make an eruv.
The furthest one.
The furthest one. Now what's the reason for that? So Rashi says, and we'll see this Gemara in a moment, the Svara, because all the other 9 are considered to be a beis sha'ar. Beis sha'ar means like a gatehouse. Why do you mean I got a gatehouse?
The last one is this, or the last one is this?
That depends on which way you're looking, from right to left, or left to right. Are you a rightist or a leftist?
Oh.
So the answer is that the Pnimi is number 10, the one that's close to the Chatzar is number 1. Okay. And we're saying that 1 through 9 are all like Batei Sha'ar, like
the gate.
Gatekeepers, or gatehouses vis-a-vis number 10. Because number 10 says, I don't really need all of you number 9. There's no way I can get to number 2. The only way I can get to the chutz is by going through all of you. That's because I have to go through all the gates. But as far as I'm concerned, halavai, I should be the only one here. So each one has a status like a beishar. And we said already a couple of days ago in the Gemara, it's a Mishnah later on, that a beishar is potter from having to participate in the Erev of the chutz. If you look at the Rashi, second wide line down below, yud batim zelef nimizet. Chitzoin pesuch lechotzer. It's only the final one, number 1. Or again, it depends which way you look at it. But the final number 1 is the pesuch lechotzer. The kol and the other 9 drisus ragloi alav. They of course have a drisus raglaim because otherwise they couldn't get out. They'd all be stuck forever in their houses. Upanimi doiris al kulan. The number 10, he has the right of way on all 9. Shein lo yitzia l'derech. This is the only way he can go in and out of his house. Is kulan nasin beis shar loy. All the others become 1 through 9 become like a beis shar, a gatehouse. The einan oyser al bnei chotzer el pnimi levadi. The only one that asks is that final one. Kidam bepirkin, like we learned before. Vador sham any oyser person who lives in a beis shar doesn't ask. Hilka kishaboyin shar diurin hapesuchin lechotzer laarav eschatzeron. When all the other 8, 9 want to participate in the erev. Pnimi ze nois and pass, vashar ein tzrichen. Yes, we all get together. Baisai, all 10 hour making an Erev. Who has to participate by actually putting in the 2 bulkalach, the 2 sudais? Only
10.
The Pnimi, number 10, and not the other 9. Azei zok shmur. From Yoichanam rafil chitzoin. Even the chitzoin. Now, the chitzoin, the Gemara assumes at this point, means number 1. That he also has to participate. He's certainly the beishar. He's the gatekeeper right in front of the chatzer. After more chitzay shel pnimi. Chitzay shel pnimi means number 9. Rashi says chitzay shel pnimi is beis hatshi'i lechatzer. So Rav Shmuel says that only number 10 has to participate. Rav Yochanan says number 9 and number 10 have to participate. What's the machlekes? Mar sav beishar diyochid shmei beishar. The question is whether Beishar the Yochid is a Beishar. What do you want me to say? Normally, when do you have a Beishar? When you have multiple people living in a chutz, and therefore you have a doorman, you have a... Normally, if a person lives by himself, he doesn't have a doorman, right? I guess very, very rich people, they have butlers and they have waiters and waitresses and butleresses, whatever. But your normal, regular person, if he owns a house, he doesn't have a special gatekeeper or a special beishar guy. So therefore, we have now all the 10 houses. So that final house, what's the story? Are you going to go and say all the other 9 are beishars? Hard to believe. For one house, you make a beishar. Unlikely. But if you have 2 houses, now we have the Beishar. So therefore the other 8 can be the Beishar for the 2, but not the 9 being a Beishar for that final one. So that's the machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, whether you need to come on to number 9 and number 10, or number 10 alone can participate in the Erev. The next Shtikl Amar Nachman and Yetz Hashem for tomorrow. Any questions from my side? Hearing none, everybody should have a beautiful Shabbos. You see, Barry has a question, but have a beautiful Shabbos, everybody. Metz Hashem on Sunday morning at 8:05 to allow for the fact that we're davening at 7:00, a few minutes later, and just in case we daven a little bit slowly, 8:05 in Metz Hashem Sunday morning. Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, Metz Hashem back to normal 7:45, but 7:45-ish, because with the, as a result of the, davening Kibbutz Sikin, where typically it goes a little bit longer, especially on Monday because it's late. Yes, Barry, you had a question.
Yeah, in the last line of the Mishnah, I'm wondering why, if you have 2 people, each with their own chatzar, why they don't have to make an Erev. It just doesn't work for me. I mean, the outer person, you have an inner person, he's okay, but the outer person, his chutzner is has an easement on it from the end from the panini guy.
Correct.
Why were we? It just didn't work. It kind of slipped past me. Why are we saying interest on our end?
Okay, so this halacha goes according to Rabbanan, Rashi says, and not according to Rabbi Kiva, because
he's a big old materialist from coma, so he doesn't answer the outer guy.
According to Rabbi Kiva, it would answer because even though it's regular materialist from koima, oiser shloimim koima. But according to Rabbanan, the Rabbanan hold that only regular Oiseres b'mkoyma, Oiseres shleim b'mkoyma, if the inner person is one person on his own, by definition, he is Muteres. You don't need to make an Erev. Deem him as if he made an Erev. So it's a regular Ha-Muteres b'mkoyma, and according to Rabbanan, regular Muteres b'mkoyma, Eina Oiseres shleim b'mkoyma. That's why it's good. But Eina Chanami, according to Bekiva, you would have to, and that's what Rashi says, stomach Rabbanan. Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody. David, be well. Zayge benched. Good Shabbos. All the best to all of you. So the